Active listening and empathy are two fundamental skills for every Ikigai coach. They allow to create a space of trust and safety in which the client can deeply explore his aspirations, challenges, and resources. Active listening involves a full and whole presence, focused on the client. It means listening not only to the words, but also to the tone, emotions, and nonverbal language. The coach refrains from judging, filtering, or preparing his response, to welcome with curiosity and openness what the client shares. Active listening techniques include reformulation, reflection, minimal encouragements, and attentive silences. For example, the coach might say, "If I understand correctly, you are feeling a great deal of frustration with this situation, is that correct?" To verify his understanding and show that he is fully listening. Empathy, on the other hand, is the ability to put oneself in the other's shoes, to understand and feel their emotions and perspectives. It is a form of emotional resonance that allows the coach to deeply connect with the client's experience, while maintaining a posture of non-judgment and kindness. Empathy does not necessarily mean agreeing, but rather recognizing and validating the other's unique experience. For example, when faced with a client expressing a strong fear of changing career paths, the coach may reflect, "I sense the magnitude of this fear in you. It's as if a part of you needs security and stability before considering a change. Does this resonate?" Active listening and empathy are essential for creating the coaching alliance, this relationship of trust and partnership that allows the client to feel supported, understood, and encouraged in his journey towards his Ikigai. They foster an atmosphere of unconditional acceptance, conducive to authentic exploration and risk-taking. Feeling deeply listened to and welcomed, the client can connect with his inner truth, express his fears and dreams, and find within himself the resources to move forward. To develop his active listening and empathy, the Ikigai coach can practice mindfulness, which strengthens his presence to himself and to the other. He can also train to suspend his judgment and his tendency to want to fix things, to let the client's own wisdom emerge. Empathy can be cultivated by imagining oneself in the shoes of the other, by connecting to similar experiences lived, or by using emotional reflections. By integrating active listening and empathy, the Ikigai coach lays the foundations for deeply human and transformative accompaniment, serving the flourishing and self-realization of his clients. These relational skills are at the heart of his posture and his know-how, and are enriched throughout his practice. He notes, "Active listening and empathy are two key skills for an Ikigai coach, enabling to create a space of trust and safety for the client. Active listening involves total presence, listening to words, tone, emotions, and nonverbal language without judging or preparing a response. Techniques include reformulation, reflection, minimal encouragements, and attentive silences. Empathy is the ability to understand and feel the client's emotions and perspectives, while maintaining a posture of non-judgment and kindness. It allows a deep connection with the client's experience. These skills are essential for creating the coaching alliance, a relationship of trust and partnership favoring the client's authentic exploration and risk-taking. To develop his active listening and empathy, the Ikigai coach can practice mindfulness, suspend judgment, imagine himself in the place of the other, and use emotional reflections. By integrating these relational skills at the heart of his posture and know-how, the Ikigai coach provides deeply human and transformative accompaniment, serving his clients flourishing.